Heyo, welcome to the No Show. I'm your host, Jack, and with me today we have got...
I'm also Jack, but you can call me Gunho.
And I am also Gunho, but you can call me Alex.
Well, hey, thank you both for coming today. So I don't know if you noticed, but like right before I started recording, I just started laughing a little bit by accident. And that's because I came very close to just starting without hitting the record button. Like I took a breath in to say my intro, and then I went, oh, I never clicked record.
Well, you always prep us just a little bit right before you click record, mm-hmm. and I was nervous that you were starting without recording.
Right.
Yeah, because I go, yeah, sometimes I go into it too fast, and then I'm like, oh, gotta be ready.
Right. I was nervous you're recording the 3-hour conversation we had before this podcast.
That's true. It's true. I chose you guys just because I talked to you guys a lot and I was late on getting guests this week, but also because the three of us have had a very exciting last week, mm-hmm. and it is that two of us got COVID. Woo! Yeah. And somehow and Gunho did cool. Not.
Yeah, the cool guy.
Wow.
So can we talk about the circumstances of your first 2 days of quarantine?
We absolutely can, because I've sort of I've talked about like I would have told those stories anyways, but like the stakes were higher because so Wednesday I get home from school, I got a little bit of a sore throat, and I was like, you know what, we've been rehearsing for the show so much. But we were doing like a Radio Laurier manager social that night. And so I was like, because I'm going to be going somewhere, I'll do a test just to be safe, but it's going to come back negative. And so I took the test and I started like getting dressed, and I put my shoes on. I put everything I needed in my bag, and I was literally about to walk out the door, and I went back in my room and I looked down at the test and I just went, oh no, and it was positive.
Yeah. And then was it the next night? No, it was the next night.
Yeah, because I had been thinking all day, someone's gonna pull the fire alarm tonight in my building and I don't know what to do,
because that was also St. Patty's Day, wasn't it?
It was the day before that I tested positive. And so St. Patty's Day, I just kept seeing stuff. And I was like, oh, someone's going to pull the fire alarm tonight.
Yeah. And it was like, I want to say like 2 a.m. Like, thank God midnight? We were on the phone when it happened.
Yeah. We just happened to be talking. Yeah.
And so like what happened was I was really scared. I live really close to Jack, like across the street from Jack. Yeah. And I was nervous that he would be like standing on the streets like by himself, like waiting to be let back into the building. And so like I went downstairs and like stood with him 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we're like talking, hanging out.
Uh-huh.
And then like the next night, and then, you know, he got let back in. Then the next night, it got pulled three times.
And I slept through the last time. But what it was really funny, because we just like almost every night of my quarantine, we would do these just like huge long video calls. And that night, the video call was so long, it spanned both of the alarm poles. And the second time, right, it was just like, are you serious? It's happening again.
The absolute just anger in your face both times that it went off, but the second time you were so upset.
Because I don't think I've ever seen you that mad before.
I don't think I have either.
Like, I'm usually annoyed, but especially when I'm like, I literally have COVID-19. I need to stay far away from everyone, and I also live on like the 15th floor. The first time that night, I did take the stairs up, but like the second time and the other time it was pulled, I waited for the elevator because I was like, I don't think I should be walking up 15 flights of stairs with a respiratory virus. I was like, I'm genuinely a little worried, but I did it.
Yeah, and every single time, Jack would leave his house because of the fire alarm. I'd go down to make sure he was okay. And I have not tested positive at all.
I think
it's miraculous.
It's amazing.
Someone else in the musical who I was like doing dance duet with. So like for like, I want to say like a cumulative 2 hours, we were like face to face, like very close to each other. And then she tested positive, and then I still tested negative.
It was so different.
Can't believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. I might be a Sigma actually.
I thought for a second during the fire alarm that Gunho was going to pull what would have been the best joke of all time on me. And it was, I thought that I was going to like when I got, because we were doing like a Zoom call. And so I just joined the call on my phone and I left my computer running with the Zoom call. And then Gunho came out and he was like, hey, do you want to see your room? And I said to him, I was like, if you had just showed me my room covered in flames, I would have laughed so hard. It would have been the funniest thing to ever happen.
So
to me.
Dark.
If you would just
such
said,
a dark moment.
You want to see how your room's going? And you show me just like a wall of flames.
It was a really eventful weekend.
It was. Yeah.
Never a dull moment.
Yeah.
Truly.
Oh, it was fun. It wasn't too bad for me, though. It really just felt like a cold. It was like the worst that it felt.
Lucky.
But yeah, I know it's hitting you pretty hard, Alex.
Yeah, I do not feel good.
Yeah.
I think everybody can tell by the state of my voice that it's not going great.
Yeah. Yesterday was my...
I was going to say, yeah, she got really slapped by the COVID.
Yeah.
Like, not a joke for her. Like, it's really bad. Like, yesterday, she was so sick.
Yeah.
Like, all your messages to us were, like, you sounded like a different person.
I very much, like, it all of a sudden hit me, and I felt like I had the worst head cold in the world. I had a ridiculous headache. It felt like the pressure was just building up, and, like, my head was going to explode. Oof. But it started with just a little sore throat, which was what Jack had. So I was like, oh, no problem. I'll be fine. Next day, I'm like, feel like I'm underwater at all times.
Well, I wonder if, so I had a cold back in December and that hit me pretty hard. So I wonder if it was like, you know, I've already broken my streak of not being sick for 2 years. I wonder if that's it. I wonder if now your body's like, oh, here you go.
Well, that's my other thing is like, I was telling you guys, I do not have a good immune system. Before COVID, I would get sick like 2 to 3 times a year and it would last for like a month each time. So that makes sense.
But yeah. But yesterday,
I don't really usually get sick. And so when I do, I get knocked out. So I am
the same way.
If I get COVID, I will. Be deceased. I will be no more.
I am usually the same way, so I was pretty surprised when it just was kind of like a cold. I mean, it still wasn't fun, but it was like I was like, I can do this, I can manage this. But yeah, like yesterday was my first day out of quarantine, and I was running around grabbing you some stuff, Alex, and I was kind of laughing because you guys were like, Jack, you're such a good friend, and I was like, no, I gave you COVID. Like the least that I could do is pick up some stuff.
Because you shared a sandwich.
We shared a sandwich. I took a few bites of your sandwich, and then I got home and I was like, Alex, do not eat the rest of that sandwich. And you said, I already did.
Literally,
we should clarify that they shared the sandwich before Jack realized he had COVID.
Yeah.
COVID sandwich.
I got this message from you, and not even like 10 minutes before this, I had finished it. And I just went, oh, like my jaw dropped. My roommate was like across the room. We hadn't really been in contact. And so was Rebecca, my friend. Uh-huh. And they both kind of looked at me like, you're kidding. As the video just played of you telling me that you tested positive for COVID. Oh, man.
Because, and I'm amazing. Like, I'm glad, like, if I didn't have that Radio Luray event that night, I wouldn't have tested, and I would have gone like at least another day, because then it would have hit me, and I would have gone, okay, I got to test. But I like, thank God I took that test, so yeah. I found out I had it.
Well, it's really crappy. Well, like now, I feel like with a lot of the mandates and stuff lifting, you're like less inclined to test or to do whatever because you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same breath, you're kind of like, I don't want to give people COVID, but I don't know what is the criteria for needing to test anymore.
Yeah. Well, like this week, we have to test every day because we're going into tech to film our musical.
Is that all?
Wait, I quit the musical.
Shut up, Gunho.
Wait, can I tell this story?
Yeah.
I need to talk about it. Okay, so for the Luray Music Theater, like, we have these events, and one of the events was like a board game night, right?
Yeah.
And we're playing Code Names. And like, you know, like as any game happens, you build like house rules. And they decided, because you can do up to 2 words for a clue, that you can give 2 words for 2 individual clues, and you are allowed to specify that those 2 words are for 2 different clues, but you're not allowed to just submit a single letter indicating that that letter might be pertinent to yours. And I was like, how does that make any sense? How does that, so you're allowed to give double the amount of clues for one term, but you're not allowed to give like a really well thought out clue. It's also not even that well thought out, actually. It's just a letter. But everyone was like, no, that's cheating. We're going to have to give the other team an extra turn. And also, they're going by the 2-word rule. So basically, they have 4 extra turns before we're allowed to take ours. I was like, and this became so heated that I quit the musical.
It was good. Yeah. It was funny. I also just want a quick side note. Right before this, I drank a latte that was just full of dairy, and dairy like really builds up the phlegm in my throat and I cough. So it even like on my walk home, I was like, I'm coughing because of the dairy. I'm not coughing because of the COVID. The COVID is gone.
Jack, we're T-minus how many days away from recording a musical, and you want to build phlegm up in yourself right now?
I like dairy. I was, my accounting teacher let us out early. And I went, you know what? I'm going to grab a latte.
So you like dairy. Like you want
to. I love dairy. I love. No. Hold on. No. I can like dairy and hate milk. Milk is disgusting. Chocolate milk is amazing.
But a latte is like this much milk and this much
coffee. Oh, no. It definitely wasn't a latte. I think I just kind of used latte as like a blanket term.
What
was
it?
What was it?
It was a cafe mocha.
That is about
that's milk.
Much, that is this much milk and this much.
Unless coffee. You specified a milk alternative, they just use milk.
Well, I like milk and coffee. I don't just like milk on its own. If you just gave me like a glass of milk,
said
I would
like
throw
chocolate
it
milk,
in
and you like milk and coffee. You like milk.
But the idea of a latte or a mocha is not milk and coffee. It's coffee in milk.
No, but facts. If you, I know,
absolute
it's,
fact.
It's the coffee that. Like, it's the mixture. If you just gave me a glass of milk, I would throw it back in your face. I hate just straight white milk.
See,
chalky milk is where it's at.
I do understand, the appeal of a latte, but the fact that it's, 4 cups of milk to, not even an ounce of coffee makes me want to die. So I always get milk alternatives.
Well, I have no issue with lactose, and I'm gonna be fully honest right now and expose myself. When I order a coffee, I have no idea what's in it. I just go, that sounds good, I'm gonna get that, and I just kind of order it.
You know what, that really tracks. Jack would do that.
Yeah, that's what I do. There was my hometown has like a coffee culture, and I would always get the Chocachino It was like a hot chocolate frappuccino. Ew. And I remember one time I got it at like, it was like 8 p.m. And I went, can you make it decaf? And they were like, oh, there's no caffeine in it. It's hot chocolate. It's not coffee. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. Thank you.
Its name is Chocochino.
I heard the Chino and I thought of coffee.
I mean, fair assumption.
is what I do. Like,
Chocochino.
How long had you been getting these before they were like, there's no coffee in these?
Probably a solid like 2 years. It was a while. It was too long. It was too long. Haven't had one in a while though. I should go and get one sometime when I'm back in Sardia. But no, I get the like I love Tim Hortons has like the vanilla sweet cream cold brew. Oh. And Starbucks has one now. And I love it. And I got it the other day when I was doing my running around. And I was flying high. It was great.
Speaking of Tim Hortons, that is the only time I will get not milk substitute is with a French vanilla coffee at Tim Hortons because they can't switch it out. But that's because French vanillas are like a top tier drink for me.
I always do the I get the like my K-cups. I always get like the Tim Hortons original blend. But if I want to buy in like bulk, they do like they sell like a 30 pack and it's like a variety of Tim Hortons coffees and one of them is the French vanilla and I do like it.
Oh, but the I don't like the Keurig French vanilla.
I don't the Keurig
tastes like water.
I like my Keurig. I'm looking at it right now.
The French vanilla does hit different. I have been cursed to never drink another French vanilla latte again. I must have told you guys about this.
No.
How so Lee bought me a coffee and I asked for French vanilla latte and I dropped it without
I was there.
Like I think I had like one sip of it. And ever since I think maybe Starbucks just doesn't do it anymore, but every time I go into a Starbucks,
oh,
I'm like,
my God.
Hey, can I get a French vanilla latte? They're like, oh, we don't have French vanilla. But they always make it sound like
know.
It's like, oh, we don't have it right now. Not like we don't do that anymore. But maybe I should just straight up ask, do you not do that anymore? Because I'll stop asking for it.
And then the person behind you walks up and they order it and they go, yeah, here you go. And they give you a French vanilla. I totally forgot that you did that, but I was there and it is one of the funniest things I've ever seen you do. Cause it was like your triumphant French vanilla after winning trivia. And literally 30 seconds after she gave it to you, I look over and there is just a pool of French vanilla.
It was because it was on one of those like chair desks. And I didn't realize like the incline of those desks were so steep.
I have such an incredible hatred for chair desks.
They're oh my God.
They don't fit anywhere. They drop all of your things.
That reminds me.
Not good.
Do you guys remember, did your high schools have like the chair desks? Like not the ones with like the fold out desks. Like it was one giant thing. It was like a full size desk on a chair.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
And it was like attached to the chair.
Yeah. And the chair was made of like wood. Like it wasn't that high quality. Not wood, but it was
you
like
lost me there.
It was almost like compressed. Like it was almost like plywood.
No.
It was just like a crappy
material.
It's always
been like all plastic for me. Yeah. Like the desk would
maybe
be
maybe it
wood.
Is plastic. Oh, you know what? I think it is plastic. Yeah. I think that you guys actually have it right. But so when I was in grade 9, my school had an eco team. And so it was, we built like an eco-friendly car. Well, they built it. I was just kind of there. I didn't really know what to do. And then they, and then we took it to a competition. I remember that one day I set the engine for this car on one of those desks and I looked away and I heard a noise and I turned back and the engine was fine. The engine had survived, but it fell and it literally punched a hole in the chair of this desk.
Oh my.
And I suffered no consequences from that. Like there, like it was totally fine. It was just like, ah, punched a hole in the chair. What can you do?
And they were like, you're changing the future with this eco
yeah,
car.
Exactly.
You can punch as many holes as you want.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we can jump into the first game of the episode. If y'all feel
like it. Yeah, brother.
Dope. So, I was thinking about artists because there's a poster sale today. And I was thinking about my hatred for Banksy, which we can talk about later. I was thinking about how, like, there are some artists and just, like, notable people who you don't know are born in the same year. And so here's the game. I'm going to name two people. You are guessing, yes, they were born in the same year, or no, they weren't born in the same year. And then I'll give you an option to get a bonus point where if they were born in the same year, you can guess what year, and I'll say closest person gets a bonus point. Or if they weren't born in the same year, you can guess who is older.
Okay. Is this going to be a buzzer type deal?
No, like you're both guessing.
Okay.
So first pair is Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook, and Avril Lavigne, founder of Punk. She's not the founder of Punk.
She's the founder of Punk. You're
And I'm talking about like the original Avril Lavigne, not the clone.
Okay. Oh. Let's relax. I'm going to say that they feel like they were born in the same year.
What Mark did you say?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, damn.
Facebook fame, Jesse Eisenberg.
I know what year Avril Lavigne is born, so I'm really trying to think about that.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
dang.
I feel like no.
No? So the answer is yes. They were born in the same year.
Yes.
Now I'll give you both the option to guess what year for a bonus point.
Go for it, Alex.
Oh, well, now I'm going to feel stupid if I get this wrong. Okay, I know this because I did a project on her in school. I'm 1984.
I will also say 1984.
That is correct. Yeah. Get the bonus point.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, next pairing. So next pairing is Genghis Khan and Julius Caesar.
Oh man, I should know this.
Because you are an ancient relic yourself, or
yeah, for the audience members, Gun Ho is an Asian man, just to clarify that joke.
Yeah. I'm gonna say no way, Jose.
I am also gonna say no.
That is correct. They were not born in the same year. Now, for a bonus point, who was born first?
I feel like it has to be Julius.
I'll also say Julius.
You both are correct. Well done.
Yeah,
Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan was born 1162, and Julius Caesar was born in the year 100 BC. So quite a difference.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, I felt like I gaslit myself. I was like, Genghis Khan must have been born way after, right?
Or that's am true. I wrong? Yeah. I remember I took a class on ancient Rome last year. I remember being blown away by the fact that Julius Caesar wasn't actually an emperor of Rome. He was a dictator. Because that was a thing where like, in like times of crisis, they could enact someone as the dictator and give them like absolute power. And then Alex is pretending to be asleep right now. I'll get a history lesson. And then the next guy made like a whole collection of titles. So it looked like he wasn't a dictator, but he was a dictator. And then the next guy was like, I'm just going to use the word emperor.
Period. And that's
the story of Rome. Oh. Rome was built in a day. Next pairing, Kurt Cobain and David Guetta. David Guetta is a DJ, for those who are unaware.
Yeah. David Guetta. Okay, I feel like David Guetta is like deceivingly older.
And Kurt Cobain is from the band Nevada.
Nevada.
Nevada. You go first, Alex.
I'm gonna say, I'm trying to picture David Guetta in my mind, and I like can't even picture what he looks like right now.
It was surprising to me what he looked like. I did not think that he looked like that.
Well, I'm gonna look up what he looks like. Oh wait, no, I shouldn't, because then I might see his birthday. Sorry.
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say no.
I feel like this is one of those sneaky Jack things where he's like, they are born in the same year, but you wouldn't think they are.
Maybe.
Yeah, so they weren't. They are.
So Kurt Cobain and David Guetta were born in the same year.
What? That's
correct.
Yeah, man.
I also realized that I should have put me in one of these pairings. That would have been fun. I don't know why I didn't do that. So now, for an extra point, take a guess at what year they were both born.
I can't look it up. I was gonna look it up. I was like, I feel like I have my facts wrong now, because I was like pretty sure that Kurt Cobain was born the same year as my mom.
Kurt Cobain was born the year before my dad.
Okay.
Then I know that for sure.
I'm gonna say 1973.
I was looking, no joke, the number in my head was 1973.
Wow. Do you want to stick with that or try a different guess and see if you can get closer?
Maybe I could just Price is Right it and go 1972.
So the correct answer is 1967.
Oh.
Whoa. Wait.
Yeah, that David feels Guetta's old.
Wait, David Guetta's like close to 60.
Yeah, that's old. Yeah.
Wait, wow. Now I have to look at a photo of David Guetta.
Wait.
He doesn't look like how you would think. He does kind of look like a guy in his mid 50s who's a DJ. But you're kind of like, you're in your mid 50s, dude.
Jeez.
He looks unhappy in every photo, which concerns me.
David Guetta is French.
What year was Kurt Cobain? How old was Kurt Cobain when he died? Curious.
Wasn't it like really early? Like
he was 27, right?
Yeah, he was part of the
27.
Wow, that is young.
I thought it was like 30 something. 27. Wow, man, that's tragic.
Yeah. So the next pairing, you're guessing, were these people born in the same year? Aaron Burr and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. What's the question? I don't think that you guys really know who Aaron Burr is, but he was some guy.
I remember him from the milk commercial.
The milk commercial.
Have you never seen the milk? I'll show you later.
I feel like it. I'm gonna say no. I feel like that's no. That has too much.
I'm gonna say they were.
They were? Well, I can tell you, they were born in the same
heck?
Year.
Okay. Now so the question now is,
what year was that? You guys ever seen the movie Amadeus?
No.
No. Unfortunately. Oh,
I love that movie. It's all about Mozart.
Okay.
1759. Just basing that. No, no, wait, wait. What am I saying? I'll make him super young at that time. 1753.
Oh, I see. You're going with the dates in the Hamilton song. I will say that the years they say in Hamilton are not completely correct.
I feel like you can't say that now, Jack. And also, Gunho, your choice is locked in.
Yeah, I feel good with 1753.
Okay.
Because if he met... Okay, because, yeah, I was going off of... If he met Hamilton in 1776...
Yeah. And I remember, he had
graduated from college already.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm going to go with 1752.
Wow.
The correct answer is 1756.
Damn.
Oh, close.
My God.
So it was funny because Gunho, you said 59 and then 53, and Alex was like, no, no, you can't change it. And I was like, doesn't really make a difference to save this either way.
Because I was like, I was thinking he was probably like 23.
Yeah, I remember the first time that I watched Hamilton and fully like listened to it from start to finish was when it came out on Disney Plus. And I watched it with my friends and I was looking up like the years, and like the years are right. They've just like moved things around. Like there were some events that like it's kind of more spread out of a story, and they've taken some things and they've kind of squished it into a few years.
Yeah, and like certain characters are supposed to be like multiple people, right? Like Hercules Mulligan is I think it's supposed to be like two or three people just combined into one character.
Yeah. Sorry, my Apple Watch is dead. I'm just gonna plug it in real quick. Ooh. Okay.
Dang.
Next pairing. We actually still have quite a few pairings. We've got three pairings left. The next pairing is kind of in a similar vein, actually. I didn't realize that I did this. Lin-Manuel Miranda and Andy Samberg. I love Andy Samberg. He's really, really cool.
That's tough.
I'm going to say no. I'm very confident. I'm going to say...
I feel like... weirdly enough, I get a vibe that Andy Samberg might be older. So no.
Well, you are both... correct. They were not born in the same year. So the question is, who is older?
I think it's Andy Samberg.
I think it's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
So, Lin-Manuel Miranda was born in the year 1980, which makes him 42. Andy Samberg was born in the year 1978, which makes him 44. Did not think he was 44. Like, Lin looks older.
Yeah, Andy that's Samberg why I was like, because I was thinking about like The Lonely Island. When they were first coming
that's
out,
a good point.
Like what age they were. And then I was like, well, if In the Heights took him 11 years to write, and he started writing it in, like, I think it was second year of college.
It took him 11 years to write?
Yeah. Well, 11 years to, like, get to Broadway, I think.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So cool. I did a lot of quick math, and I was like, I feel like... Also, just, like, the nature of this quiz, I was like... I think it's a more interesting question if Andy Samberg. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So funny enough, I did that pairing just because like they're two people kind of in the same sphere, I feel like, of being famous. I feel like if you're a fan of one, you're likely a fan of the other. Mm-hmm. And I was fully prepared to write down that Lin-Manuel Miranda was older, and then I was surprised. I was like, whoa. I did not think he was older.
I'm really, really shocked by that only because I was like thinking in my head actually of like when each person had like been married like I'm pretty sure Andy Samberg was married a lot later and like fairly recently, not that long ago.
Yeah, he had a kid not that long ago,
which like it's fine. I just was like, that was kind of my deciding factor because I know that Lin has been with his wife for a very long time.
Yeah,
it sounds like you should open up your worldview, Alex.
I remember when I first watched Hamilton, I got more into Lin-Manuel Miranda. I remember reading that BuzzFeed did a thing, and they were like, "Here's all these fun facts about like Hamilton and the process of it being written." And so there's this, what's the song called where he's singing to his son?
Dear and Theodosia.
Dear Theodosia is this beautiful song about like they're singing to their children. And then Lin Miranda revealed in an interview that when he wrote that song, his real son wasn't born yet. So the song is about his dog.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I think that must be hilarious. There was a lot of
like Tumblr posts where it's just like, he for sure wrote the song about his own son. And that's like so beautiful. And he was like, no, I wrote it about my dog.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah. So the next pairing is Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon. Or was he? And Martin Scorsese.
First of all, no, we're not doing moon landing conspiracy theories.
No, I love making fun of conspiracy theories. I think there are some that are just so stupid, and I'm like, people believe this?
Right. I mean, a lot of conspiracy theories are rooted in like deeply troubling worldviews.
Yeah.
Where it's like their whole explanation for why this conspiracy theory might exist is like usually racist.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. Every conspiracy it turns to anti-Semitism pretty fast. And it's like, oh, okay.
Right.
Sorry, quick side thing. One of my favorite kinds of videos are videos of flat earthers disproving themselves. Because they'll do an experiment, they'll be like, this will prove that the earth is flat. And then it doesn't work, and they're like, huh, interesting. Must be something wrong with the equipment. And they just keep moving on.
It's also like, your whole basis is that science, like, a lot of the science you're being taught is, like, being controlled by, like, Jewish people. But then you're also going to try to verify it using the same science. So it's like, whatever. Anyways, Neil Armstrong or Scorsese?
It's a good question.
I want to say that they are the same age.
I'm going to say that they're not.
Well, they are in fact not the same age.
Oh, so the question is,
who is older? I wonder how old Neil Armstrong was when he died.
He's dead?
Yeah, he died a while ago. He died in 2012.
You know, the Mayan calendars. Right. let's say Scorsese. I feel like he's older.
It's the fact that I know nothing about Neil Armstrong that makes me say that he's older.
Well, Alex, you are correct. Neil Armstrong is older.
Dang it.
Neil Armstrong born in 1930. Martin Scorsese, 1942. It's quite a difference.
Oh, by a lot.
Which I guess makes sense if you think about like when the moon landing was. 69, so it's like it just kind of works out.
Yeah,
I thought this was another instance of like you'd think Neil's older, but fun fact, it's Scorsese, but it wasn't. Dang it.
So now we have our very last pairing, Queen Elizabeth II and Marilyn Monroe.
Is that the queen now?
That is the queen now, correct. For now, it is. How old is she? She's got to be like 90 something. Yeah, she's in her 90s.
Oh, she's like
Oh, you know what? I'm not gonna say how old she is because then you
I was gonna be like, isn't that a good give it away? I think it'd be I'm gonna go with Marilyn Monroe is older. So I'm answering both questions at the same time.
I'm thinking in my brain of that very famous video where like Marilyn Monroe has her like titties out and the queen is just walking like, this lady just showed up like this to my palace. And I'm gonna say that Marilyn Monroe is older.
So You're actually both wrong this time. They are the same age. The question is, what year were they born?
Okay. I can do the math. Okay, hold on.
I'll answer first. 1930. No. No. No, 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 no. Wait, hold up, hold up, hold up. 1926.
Mm-hmm. Alex, do you have a guess?
Yeah. I'm gonna say if I'm not wrong, it is. Yeah, I'm gonna say 1923.
So they were both born 1926. Gunho, you nailed it on the head. Well done. It was incredible because you had like a psychic moment where you were like, no. It wasn't the 30s, 1926. Yeah. I was amazed. I also just, when I looked up when the queen was born, I found like a very recent news story and I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, hell yeah. So I guess that Prince William and Princess Kate are currently doing a tour of the Caribbean and Jamaica was like, well, you're not coming here. They were like, it's our 60th anniversary of independence. You've given us no reparations for slavery. Yeah. You're not coming into our country. And everyone's like, oh, yes, Jamaica. Yeah,
pogchamp move.
Well done.
Go off Jamaica.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just like, no, like until we get reparations for this, you're not coming into this country. And it's funny because the whole point of the trip to the Caribbean is to strengthen the bond with the Caribbean countries, but props to Jamaica for being like, no, yeah. You haven't apologized or anything.
Shouts out to
that's awesome.
I've ever heard of James Acaster, the comedian.
Yes,
he is a really funny bit in his special about British museums, where he's like, imagine if like you went to go get something from someone who stole something from you, and you were like, I'm just going to go in and get it. And you ask them for it. And they're like, no, we're just going to keep it. In fact, we've actually put it on display with a sign about how important it is to you and your culture. And you're like, well, can I get it back? And they're like, oh no, it's ours now. No, we want it.
He's so funny. He's very, very funny. He's what I imagined Ron Weasley to look like.
As an adult.
No, as a boy.
No, as a boy. Oh, he's good.
So I think I won. Not to flex.
I don't know about that, actually.
I got every question right except for Neil Armstrong. Okay, Sasslix.
So. Do you want to just jump straight into the second game and see if you can get thing back? All right. So this game, pretty much, I'm going to explain a really old disease, and you tell me if it's still around or if we have eradicated it.
I mean, that's volatile now, right? Like, old diseases are coming back because people stop vaccinating their kids.
Yeah, this is based on me recently getting a disease called COVID-19. Right.
Morbid.
Yeah. So the first one on the list is the bubonic plague. Is it still around or is it gone?
It's gone.
That is gone.
Bubonic plague still exists. The U.S. reports about a dozen cases a year. It is controlled. There was a thing like last year where these people like were camping and they ate a possum. And they got the plague from this possum. And everyone was like, why would you even eat a random possum that you found?
Yeah.
Like, why? Question.
Seems was like a greatest, sussy baka move.
I'm pretty sure they were huge, like, health people, too. They were like, we only eat, like, directly from the earth. It was stuff like that.
But a possum?
And so they just ate a possum.
Yeah. Wait, can you cook out a plague?
Like, that's a good question. Can you boil out a plague?
No, I feel they probably got it from its like fur, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm
guessing they probably got it from
its I believe it was the liver is where they got it from.
Why would you eat the liver? Yeah.
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
Honestly, though, I need a pause.
So the next disease on the list is Rinderpest. It is a disease that affects cattle.
Rinderpest.
Yes.
I think Rinderpest has stayed in the past.
I like almost want to say that it's still around just because I hated that pun so badly. But it's gone. That's gone.
It is gone. That is correct. Interesting story, actually. I guess that there was this campaign and it was like, hey, we should eradicate it. It's the first and so far the only disease of livestock to have been eradicated by human undertakings.
Oh, wow. So we were like, there was a chance that we could have gotten that wrong. There are a lot of other ones that are just around. Cool.
Yeah, it was like, we should get rid of this. And they got rid of it. Yeah. So the next one on the list, swine flu. It says, on the list, it says Spanish and swine flu. I guess that swine flu is a strain of Spanish flu.
Right. It's for sure still around, right?
Yeah, that exists.
You are both correct. It is still around. Swine flu is the current strain.
Doesn't feel good to be right.
Isn't swine flu H1N1?
That's right, Alex. Well done.
Can I get an extra point for that?
Sure, why not?
Okay, so now she's beating me all of a sudden.
Huh? Swine flu actually hasn't taken that many lives. I think it's pretty just like it's not that big of an issue anymore. It's just kind of there, you know, kind of like the Black Plague.
Right.
Next on the list is polio. Classic disease.
Polio, I'm pretty sure, is gone. Ireland. Right?
I am. Is that your friend, Ramsey?
Yeah.
I am pretty sure that polio still exists.
Polio does, in fact, still exist.
No.
Polio has a vaccine. It is virtually gone from the U.S., but there is still problems abroad. I've heard about this. I've heard that it's a thing that they're kind of like, we need to like get more polio vaccines overseas because we they're still struggling with polio a little bit.
I'm pretty sure like we all had to get a polio vaccine, did we not?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I don't think that like our kids will have to get it. I think that I think we'll kind of pass on our immunity.
However, if our kids do have to get it, I would like to preface that I will make them get it.
Yeah, make your kids get it. Yeah.
I don't know. I've read a few blog posts that are pretty convincing, actually. I don't want 5G in my system. 5G. After getting 3 COVID vaccines, now I'm like, wait a sec.
I saw a tweet back at the start of COVID, and it was some guy, and he was like, sorry, everybody. I accidentally set the 5G satellites to give everybody COVID. That's on me. Sorry. It made me laugh.
My God.
Next one on the list is smallpox.
Okay, smallpox has to be gone. It has to be.
If I get this wrong, does Gun-Ho get the point?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh.
Now that you have the edge, you're just going to keep answering the same as me so that our points will be exactly the same.
I'm gonna say it's gone.
So I did actually realize I gave the answer there. Smallpox is gone. That is correct. Yeah, they eradicated it.
Nick, you absolute snake, Alex.
I didn't even know. How was I learning
that? Yeah, last natural smallpox case was of Ali Malin in Mirka, Somalia on the 26th of October, 1977. So it's been gone for quite a bit.
Yay.
Which is nice. Yeah. Woo, yeah. And then last one on the list, leprosy.
So I can't possibly win.
I mean, I feel like now is when I reveal that I don't actually keep track of the points. It's more just to keep you on your toes.
No, it's just Alex has 2 points ahead of me. That's all I know.
No, but Gunho's keeping track of the points, so it's okay.
Of course. It's a game. And I'm going to say leprosy is... Okay, first of all, can we make this worth 3 points?
No! Yeah. I guess it's Jack's show, so he can do whatever he wants.
Oh,
I will let Alex answer first, and I will go with the opposite answer.
I'll give you a hug if you get this one right. Once all the COVID's out of your system, Alex.
Wait, what does the loser get? No hugs from Jack the rest of time.
I never speak to you again.
Holy crap. Okay, so I have to. Frick.
Okay, I'm gonna say that leprosy is still around.
Leprosy is still around.
Yeah.
Alex, you're supposed to answer opposite to build tension.
One of the oldest human diseases. It's so old, they talk about leprosy in the Bible. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it was a big... Because it's like a disfiguring disease, they thought it was like a punishment from God. And so you hear it quite a bit. The story of Job or Job, I believe,
Job.
He gets leprosy.
Yeah. Well, that was one of Jesus' big miracles, right? Was to quote unquote heal the leper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't Mother Teresa like work with lepers?
Well, Mother Teresa was given a lot of money to work with lepers, and then she gave that money to her rich friends and didn't do anything. So all my homies hate Mother Teresa.
All my homies hate Mother Teresa. Wait, can you? Oh, yeah. Speaking of hating, all your homies hating someone. Could you talk about Banksy?
Oh, I don't like Banksy. It's people have issues with him in like a cultural way because he's taking like graffiti, which is like a culturally significant art form, and he's just like adding a few things and then selling it for like millions of dollars. And I just have an issue where he's like, my art pieces are about the greed that's so present in the world. Anyway, can I please have $20 million? And I'm like, yeah. Ugh. Freaking Banksy.
But what if I was Banksy?
I'm sorry, Gunho. We can't be friends anymore if you're Banksy.
Well, you can't honestly be Banksy, actually, Gunho, because Spencer Shea is Banksy.
That's true.
Yo, I actually, that theory, I actually buy it.
I buy it.
Spencer Shea is Banksy. even though his art medium is completely separate from graffiti.
So I did want to briefly... Before I move on, I did just want to briefly go back to diseases. So what's funny is I had that idea for the game, and then as I started making it, I found out that there's only two diseases that have been eradicated, and that is smallpox and rinderpest. There's a lot of diseases like the Black Plague, which is like they're gone, but you can catch it from natural things, and people just keep catching it. And so it's like,
right.
Yeah, they have a lot that are controlled, but are pretty much
past
gone.
The point of like them being like,
yeah,
like population ending.
Yeah, we're getting to that point with like malaria.
Are they still very, no, I guess they're not prevalent, but are they still very like dangerous, or like have they,
I guess, like
get to a point of not being as serious?
I mean, like they're not dangerous in like a large scale sense. I think they're mostly just like, you know, like they're not great to get, and it's kind of like I said, like leprosy is like you get lesions. And so it's kind of like, you like, it'll probably have some very nasty, very long-term effects, but it's like, we're not at risk of like a global leprosy pandemic.
But like, if I were to get the black plague, would I die?
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's hard, especially with like diseases. I mean, my understanding is like, it's hard to give like blanket statements like that, right? Mm-hmm. And that's also why it's like super important to get all your shots and still like stay healthy, is because like there's very few ways to fully prevent sickness.
So
the best we can do is like build up our immune system enough to be able to handle it, and also to limit the spread of it, right?
Yeah, so I'm going through like the list now, seeing how treatable they are. Apparently the bubonic plague is very treatable, which is why it isn't really an issue. But it's the whole thing where like, you can't get rid of like fleas and rats. Mm-hmm. Like that's impossible. Says that the swine flu, I mean, it's a flu, so it's treatable. But it is like, it is a flu. You do got to be careful. Polio.
I remember because H1N1 was a huge thing when I was younger. There was like a huge H1N1 breakout.
But then like there was a lot of precautions taken to like try to contain it, right? Mm-hmm. It feels like we've regressed.
I was thinking about, it was kind of funny. Well, not funny, but I remember like when Ebola was a big thing. And everyone was like, oh my God, we're going to have a global Ebola pandemic. And then we got past that. And it was like, whew, man, we almost had a global pandemic there. And then like 4 years later, COVID hit.
I also don't quote me on this, but I feel like one of the big reasons the bubonic plague was such a big deal was like hygiene. Like, well, obviously like rats and fleas, they were like spreading it and like making it go everywhere. But it was like, I feel like the hygiene was a lot worse than we have today, which probably was like a big culprit of why people were like dying.
Yeah. Well, also think about like, you treat the bubonic plague with, antibiotics. And so if we're talking like medieval times,
versus like modern medicine.
Yeah, I don't think they have antibiotics. They just got biotics.
They were like pooping on the streets, right? Or throwing the poop on the streets.
That was like cholera.
That's true. So. Yeah. Cholera.
No, I'm just saying it was like dirty.
Yeah.
Like those are dirty times. Alex, I know you throw your waste onto the streets, but not everyone does that anymore.
No? We're not supposed to be throwing our waste like directly into the sewers
That's why you're getting evicted.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is this? Yeah. Guy, this isn't Toronto with the guy terrorizing.
Wait, what's happening in Toronto?
Have you all
Do you remember
Sorry.
Do you remember the guy in Toronto who was throwing his poop around the UFG campus?
No.
Have you guys never heard of this? It was like 2 years ago. There was this guy and he was terrorizing the UFT campus because he was just throwing poop around. How have you guys not heard of this? Alex, you're from Toronto. How have you not heard about this?
Okay, I'm from Toronto. I did not experience my formative years in
I'll send an article.
Yeah, because I was going to say like, because 2 years ago was like the start of the pandemic. Did this guy cause COVID-19?
That's a good question. Oh, maybe it was like 4 years ago. Oh, 2 years ago. Wow. Dang. I'm old.
Huh. Don't say that.
Well, on that brown note, I think we're out of time for today. You ever heard of the brown note? It can't be real.
You told me all about it.
No, but like the brown note. Have you heard of the brown note? It's supposed to be like a frequency that makes you poop.
I need that.
I have to go. This was fun. I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah. That is actually all the time we had this week. Thank you, Alex and Gunho, for coming today. And we'll see everybody next time.